We are in Parakeet Zion, Shar Beis Parakeet Zion, introducing something new in our sheets, but first Nefesh HaChaim. We learned over and over and over. Hard to say we're bucky in it. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, which doesn't include necessarily is dead. Me offer Yavoy and me offer Yashuv. When it's animated with the Nefesh, it's alive. There's also a Neshama, and what we learned, which was so important in Perek Tes Zayin, is that it's not just having these three things, but it's like, you know, just knowing that we have these three things. Just action between Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Very, very important. And now we're going to go deeper into it. And once we connect these, Elikai Milan, God has more to say about this. Lifnei ho'oved Elikim b'kedusha, for those that want to be oved Elikim with holiness. B'pchinas yoyser pratis, to get into more detail. V'hu b'pchinas sherish ha'neshama. Remember, we all reach the neshama, so to speak, in machshava, nefesh, ruach, neshama, and all the parallels, machshava, dibur, maisa. But there's another part. Let's go up further. How far can you go? How far can we go in our understanding, in our meditation of what we are? Existential question. V'hi nishmasa l'nishmasa. Nishmasa l'nishmasa. My neshama itself, I'm in the Nefesh HaChaim, Perakei Zayin. He nishmasa l'nishmasa. This is the neshama of the neshama. The neshama has a neshama. Hanisker b'zayar. This is already brought in the Zayar. Menikras, what's this called? We have Nefesh Ruach Neshama, but then the Neshama has a Neshama. You can go higher. That's Chaya Yechida. Menikras Chaya, he just says Chaya. Adam Harishon Hisiga, Adam Harishon was able to catch this, Chaya. Lebechinas HaYechida HaNechleles Ba. So here, a new concept, maybe new for some. If it's not new, so understand it better. There's really five parts. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. And that's what we're explaining. Going up, Chaya, Yechida. Yechida, Chaya. And that Chaya, Yechida is just, it's not as popular as Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. It's actually outside of us somewhat. It's not really within us. Whereas the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama is within us, this is outside of us. It's called Makif, or Makif. If you can imagine, this is just only to imagine. There's no other purpose for this statement except for to imagine that Hashem comes into us. What's animating us? What makes us alive? You know, scientists and doctors and biologists and surgeons, they could understand everything that there is to understand. They don't, but let's say they did. Understand everything that there is to understand about the human body, the human mind, the human heart, the human everything. But the life force is a philosophical question. Like, what makes us, they could even tell you what, they could argue about what makes you alive. Not alive. Is it your brain dead? Is your brain still? Is your heart? All kinds of cheat comes from a higher animation. Wireless. But wireless things run out. It has to be powered by something. Let's not look at it as an appliance because that's old fashioned. Let's look at it as like, why is my cell phone getting reception? I could have everything. I could have $1,000 iPhone 10, but it's not getting reception. There's got to be something on the outside that's giving it the chius that it needs.
If I may?
Yes, may. You may.
They just announced this morning that this NASA rover on Mars...
died.
It died. And they were saying, like, people were crying at NASA.
They pronounced it dead.
Yes.
It was... it's a machine that runs around on Mars. They pronounced it dead. It was like a whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing. Basically, like, 9 months and went 25 years. But, like, they've lost connectivity. Just sitting there, just... That's it.
Right.
Cut off.
So, it's so difficult because I'm racking my brain trying to understand the right muscle to understand this very, very deep and concept. But every muscle fails. But I do think, like something like the Chafetz Chaim said, that the more advanced that we get in technology, the easier it is for us to understand the nibshul. The Chafetz Chaim's famous muscle was when they just came out with movies, you know. You know, what were they called? The silent movies, you know. So they just came out with movies, so he understands what it means to come to Shemayim, and they're going to show you a picture of your whole life. In history, nobody chopped it. They see a movie, whoa, that's pretty scary. So you'd imagine, so now, like what movies, you know, we've got a GoPro attached to our heads and our hearts, you know, everything that we're doing. So just trying to find the right muscle, and I'm sure everybody in their area of expertise will find another muscle and another nimshel. So I'm just going to say I'm going to get down to the bare bones of this thing, and we'll work on the muscle later. But what we have here is nefesh, ruach, neshama. So here's the muscle. The muscle is there's an or that comes from Hashem. It's not really an or, it's an or. That's what it's called in Kabbalah. That's the mashal. So there's an or that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the or goes, there's an or panimi, which enters into, you've all seen the charts of the circle of the person. There's an or panimi, which permeates the entire person, and then there's an or makif, which goes around it, like a piece of clothing, like an article of clothing. The nefesh ruach neshama gets its or panimi. Outside of that, there's an R which is so big that it really can't get into the nefesh, into the person. It's the R Hashem, and it's makif. It goes around like a levush, and that's the R. There's just a little bit of Kabbalah, but I'm trying to understand. Imagine a ray of light. There's some light that can permeate into this object called person, and there's some light that can't. It just goes around the end, and that's that R that goes around the end is called Chaya Yechida. Let's analyze the words for a second. Some say Chaya Yechida. Some say it's one thing. Some say it's two parts of one thing. Some say it's two things. And by the way, I think the Grundix hold that it's Yechida Chaya. It's the other way around.
He says Yechida Sheba.
Right, the Yechida Sheba. So Chaya is a Lashon Chai. This is the animator of life. Yechida should not be taken lightly, because when we speak about it's a part of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, neshama l'neshama, which is chaya yechida, but yechida is a lashon of yachid. And a yachid means my individuality, my yechidius. That's what it means. So in other words, there's something about my individuality, which is like sort of like that original gene which animates us. So there's something about that yechida. Chaya gives it koach, and then there's something about the Yechida that makes me different than every other Bria in the entire world. That's where the difference is. The difference is not in my, even in my DNA or in my, the way I look or my nose or whatever, but the Yechida is where than it does in Shmuel, yeah? I mean, it's going to look different. We're going to look different. We have similarities. Humans have, Homo sapiens. But the individuality, and if we don't access, this is the important thing that I want to cover the next day or two, that if we don't access that yechida, we're to some extent missing the point. We're a grasshopper, because we're not really getting to the point. The point is how does the Or Hashem reflect off me in particular? How does it reflect off me? How does it empower me, enliven me, and how does it get into me? And that's really what the nekudah of chaya, yechida, or going up, nefesh, ruach, neshama, yechida, sheba, right? The yechida, chaya, depending on how you look at it. But let's say it's chaya, yechida. Well, if that's the neshama, l'neshama, so then everything else is the guf, l'neshama. So, but these are words that we need to understand.
Just one thing that you haven't said anything about at all, which I think is the key word in all of this, shorish neshama.
I didn't get there yet. Oh, yes, I did. Behu bechinas shorish neshama. Very good. Thank you.
I think is the
key word.
The key to all.
I agree. I apologize. He nishmasa l'nishmasa. So we talk about shorish neshama, but this is, I mean, everything I'm saying is about shorish neshama. But others, this is the source of it all. Haniskar b'zayar v'nikras chaya v'adam arishin esiga. That's what we're talking about. Adam arishin got this. He understood this. L'b'chidas ha'yechida ha'nichlales ba, as you say. Soid oilam adam kadma. This is the soid. There's adam akadmoin. This is not, doesn't mean adam arishin. Adam akadmoin is what adam arishin understood as the adam. The makeup. Okay, I don't know what that means either. Ukimavur lemaven. Ukimavur lemaven beitz chaim. If you're a maven beitz chaim, say v'shar moichin. Shadam arishin zacha lebechinas chaya yechida haamitim bimkoymam haikari. Ayin Resha Gilgulim, Perek Yud Zayin Shem. So I want to try to understand this a little bit, understand what can't be understood. But let me just read you one sentence in Reb Tzadok. It just helps before we get to the main thing I want to learn here, supposedly. He writes here in Sichas Malachi Hasharim, Hasharis rather, he writes, V'chein ha'adam, he's talking about things that are in between. A person, us, all of us, we are standing between, we're not malachim like elyonim, and we're not tachtoinim like animals. An adam is bein elyonim v'tachtoinim. We stand between heaven and earth. K'moshe'i says, it says in Bereishis Rabbah, sheyesh boi min ha'elyonim, v'yesh boi min ha'tachtoinim. The Medrash says that a person has in him, part of us is El Yoinim and part of us is Tachtoinim. Ul Oilam b'chol shnei dvarim yeshlim soyim soyim. Every time you have two things, there's something in between. What do you want to call something that's always in between two things? Huh?
Interface.
An interface. Very good word. Amtsoi ben habore lenivra. What is the amtsoi between the creator and the created one? Hu hanishama lenishama. Not us, he's explaining. Not our nefesh, not our ruach, not our neshama, but the actual interface, as Yitzchak says, between us, nefesh, ruach, neshama, and the borei olam, is the neshama l'neshama, is the chayu yechida. L'nivra hu neshama l'neshama hu koyach yisachdusam, and that's what's going to bring them together. V'davar zeh, now you're probably thinking this is hard to understand, right? So listen to what he says. Davar zeh I efshir lahavinoi al borei. You cannot understand this clearly. So don't worry. Ella, unless, Mishazikeyu Hashem Yisbarach Lekach. This is a gift from Hashem to catch this. So Reb Tzadok says, this is a gift. If you can have this insight, the emes is, I believe, but I don't even know what I'm talking about, that understanding this, if you can catch this, is really the secret of not just our individuality of life and our purpose in life, which everybody is grasping for. What is my individual purpose? It's chayu yechida, my whole, this is a gift. Ein, e efshir lavino al borei, no philosopher is going to get here. Elamisha zikeyu Hashem yisparach lekach lahasig gam haneshama l'neshama l'agia l'madrega zu. And then to get to that madrega, which we need to understand what it means. Avala nachnu, for us, says Reb Tzadok, as sel hadvarim, the shadow of the matter. Nira kvi mashi yorilanu divrei ha-Torah hamlam. We could understand a little bit what the Torah tells us. Hamla medes, which teaches gam la psayim arma, even to fools to be smart. So if Reb Tzadok doesn't get it, we're not going to get it. But a gift is a gift. Anybody can get a gift, you know?
how can he talk about it if he doesn't get it?
He explains as much as he can. That's what
right.
He says.
Is he speaking from Masara or is he?
Torah. So I'm going to also do the same thing, talk about it, even though I don't know what I'm talking about. So it's the Minhag. Yeah, I'm going to demonstrate. Now, I gave you a paper because I wanted you to learn it with me. And this is the Or HaChaim HaKodesh in Parshas Vayikra, Parshas and Sefer Vayikra. MR Perichov Beis Pasuk Yud Beis, and if you skip please to the second line, V'ra'isi Lahayir Lip. I'll explain it as we go along. V'ra'isi Lahayir. Make sure you're on page one. Libais Bnei Adam Beremez Gadol Asher Ramza Parasha Zu. I want to tell you something very, very deep, hidden thing in this parasha. Da, no ki Amru Chazal. And here, by the way, the Arachayim. Let me just tell you this: the Arachayim puts down this particular Arachayim is a find of finds, because here he introduces everyone to the basic world of Kabbalah. This is the Arachayim where he says, I'm going to put down a few yesodos and you'll understand, you'll have a little bit of understanding of all of the way Kabbalah works. Fantastic. So this is a fantastic thing. But oid da. So no. Amru Chazal say in Sanhedrin, Sha'am b'nei Yisrael hadragasam ma'alam me'adragas ha-malachim, that a person, or b'nei Yisrael in particular, is higher than a malach. It's a controversy. Who's holier, malachim or people? So he says that Chazal say in Sanhedrin Tzadik Gimel that malachim are lower than people. People are higher than malachim.
Bnei
Yisrael.
Not
Stam Adam, right? Nachum. Now, Rav Tzadik famously says that the Gemara says, if we think of the earlier generations, so the Gemara makes a statement that Imanu kim bnei Adam heim kim malachim. If we consider ourselves like people, if we're bnei Adam, then they're already like malachim. If we consider them like people, previous generation, Tanoim, Amoraim, then we're like Chamor. But the Gemara says anyways that if we're like people, they're like malachim. V'yadua, says Reb Tzadik, ki malachim harbe yoser gvayim mi anoshim. The anoshim, rather, are harbe yoser gvayim mi malachim. That if we're like bnei Adam, they're like malachim, that makes us higher. Opposite of what the Gemara seems to say. If we're like bnei Adam, they're like malachim. So means to say, why would that be? The further you bring the Or Hashem into this world, the deeper you go, the lower you go, the higher you are. That's the tikkun. In other words, the whole purpose of the world, whole purpose of life, is to bring that Or Hashem into everything.
What's the second part of the Gemara? And the word like Hamarim.
It's even bigger.
Hamarim is bigger than
Adam. The lowest part. Am bnei Yisrael hadragasim lamala me'adragas hamalachim. V'amarod also says in Chazal, Ki Hashem bara arba oylamais. Okay, first you cite of Kabbalah, which in this space matters we know well. There are four worlds. Means not atmosphere, troposphere, stratosphere. No, four worlds means that you think of it as an assembly line, if you will, of the Bria. Everything that Hashem created started off in a world of ruchnias and permeated into a world of Gashmias. So it starts off in Atzilus, Eitzel Hashem, goes into the world of Bria, where it starts to take some form. Yitzira starts to get sorted out. More form, Asiya, is the world that we live in, touch and feel. So, Bara Arba Olam, Zel Lamala Mizeh, Rishumim Hema B'Pasuk. This isn't a Pasuk, he says. It's a Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Mem Gimel Zayin, Bishmi V'Lechvoidi Barasiv Yitzarti V'Afasisiv. You see it? Barasiv is Bria, Yitzartiv is Yitzira, and Asisiv is Asiya. Lechvoidi Oilam Ha'elyon HaNikra Atzilus. Barasiv HaNikra Oilam HaBria. Yitzartiv Yitzira Asisiv Asiya. So, first now, there are four worlds, not one, but four. Meaning, whatever we see manifested in this world, this table, in a Ruchnias, it stands in a different place. In Bria comes the world of Neshamas. So, for instance, before we're a person and we take on a goof, there's a neshama. In Yetzira, the neshamas break up into thousands. That's neshama klali, tachas kisei akavei. That's in Bria. In Yetzira, the neshamas break up into parts. That's why everybody says when you go into the chuppah with the right person, two parts of a neshama are coming together. But it's not just two parts of a neshama. The whole Klal Yisrael has to come together in one neshama. Not physical at all. The only thing that's physical is here.
This world.
Right. This is the world for scientists, geologists. It
includes all the galaxies.
Yeah. Everything that anything we could see is not here. That's the everything we could see. if the Torah wouldn't tell us it's there, we wouldn't know it's there. It's a pasuk. Yeshayahu had it in a nevuah. He understood this from a nevuah. So that's point one, four worlds. Keep track of the points. Now tell you something else. That these are four worlds that are all full of the Kavod Hashem. Ad mitachas oylam to the lowest world. D'chsiv. How do I know that? Mitachas royais oylam. Right. In Devar. Va'oyra yisparach. And Hashem's light. Meir ba'arba oylamais. Hashem's light permeates them all. Who beside Arba Ois Amru Chazal Shachiyunia? So you get it? Like Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. And if you remember what I said a few weeks ago, that when Nefesh HaChaim told her, if you go Yud, K, Vav, K along the side, but if you look at it from top to bottom, Yud, K, Vav, K, it does work. because that's Emes. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. In your mind for a second, the Yud, Hey.
Ein Hashem Shalem. You see, until Amalek is destroyed, Ein Hashem Shalem.
You have. Nobody, the Amalek can't touch the Shemayim, but they're stopping the Or from permeating.
What does the Kisei? What does it represent? What is that?
The Kisei is Olam Abria, because seat. I urge you, if you're interested, to really go over this. That's why I printed it out for you. We're still in the middle of the paragraph. Amru Chazal Shachiyunius Hamisnoyea Bivne El Chai. The life force of a person. Yeah, we're alive, sort of. Humi Oira is it is permeating us. Dichsiv Kichelek Hashem Amoy. See, there's such a thing as Rishayim, Chayim, Nikrayim Mesim. Ishtavar Kaza. Rishayim are cut off. You can be alive. He's going to explain it. You're somewhat alive, but you're alive like a tree is alive. Oidam Ruzal, further in the Zayar, Ki Bechinois Hachiyuni. You see, this is like Mamash, a digest of a summary of Kabbalah here. Oidam Ruchazal, Ki Bechinois Hachiyuni Sheba Adam, that to the life force of a person, Yisyaches Elov Arba Kinuyim, there are four different descriptions, four different sections, let's say. Yeshi Yikare Nefesh, Yeshi Yikare Ruach, Yeshi Yikare Neshama, Yeshi Yikare Chaya. He doesn't say Yechida, interesting, because Yechida is part of the Chaya. So there's four parts. Beside Ki Ruach HaChaya Boifanim, and this is what Yecheskel saw in the Maisim Merkava. He saw these four parts. V'tikare Neshama L'Neshama. This Chaya, which means life, yes, means life, it gives chayus. So that's called the neshama l'neshama. This is going to help us with the nefesh ha-chayim. V'amru anshei emes and the mukubalim say, kibechina haba'a me'or oylam ha'asiyah l'tzad ha'yoysay mu'at ein bo'yal kolshu me'achiyunius hamnaneya. That the light is very, very strong by chaya yechida, but by the time it gets through our world into the world of asiyah, it's very, very weak. We think that there's a light, but sometimes a tzaddik is toyer or panov. There's a light on his face. So this is a light coming from Hashem, the or Hashem. The fact that it's l'tzad hayoyse muat ve'ein boy ella kol shu me'achiyunius hamananeya v'hu hu shemargish v'murgashes olam hazeh. Fascinating. Murgashes are the five, are the senses. We can touch things. Feel them. We can smell things. We can taste things. That's that. What that is in other words, here you have this fantastic spiritual light that's coming all the way, permeating through us, and it ends up like the bottom of this machine is you can actually feel things and touch things. Well, also Hashem Kacha. The reason Hashem made it that way, that's like input, you know, like it's grabbing data. Everything you touch, everything you smell. This is because the world is so grub. This is able to do this. Things in the world of Asiya. You can smell things, see things, touch things, smell things. But to connect that, that's the nefesh doing that. The goof that's dead can't smell anything, but it can't feel anything. So the nefesh is feeling. But then there's ruach and there's neshama, and the more we can get in touch with this hishtalshulus, the more we're being, more the aura comes in. See, I don't, for lack of a better word, it's meditation. In other words, the meditation here is that we're able to stop thinking of ourselves as a goof. You know, like very popular today is mindfulness. So mindfulness is like, does everybody here feel the chair that you're sitting on? You feel it? Right. Or do you feel your shoes right now? So mindfulness is to be aware of everything that you're feeling. It could drive you crazy, but it's a thing, you know. It's a thing to be aware of how you feel when you're talking to a certain person. What does it make you do? What does it make you feel better? Up. But that's all the lowest part of the nefesh. Not knocking it. That's the lowest part of the nefesh. This is nothing. This kid stuff. The chap now is, if we can just shoyta eino margish. Shoyta eino margish. But if we can feel what's going on and then elevate that as a, you could just stick with that nefesh, or you can start making it attached to the world of ruach. And from the ruach to the world of neshama, from neshama to the world of neshama l'neshama, which is the interface with Hashem. You could create actually, and you could do this with meditation, you can actually create a line, a pipeline, starting with Hashem to the from the Chaya Yechida, but without the Chaya Yechida, you're still shortcut. Now, it doesn't mean you have to understand it, you just have to know it's there. So let's go further.
What is the feeling, the physical, where does it connect to the...
This is the lowest part.
No, but where does it connect to the ruach?
So that's my nefesh.
What does it do for the ruach and neshama?
Well, you're giving, the let's go the other way. What the neshama wants to do, what the Hashem wants to do, is permeate this world. Malei kol haaretz kevodoi. So by... Maisa yodai lihispar, by using your hands and your feet, by building a mishkan, let's say, is a good example for this week's parsha. You're taking, building a mishkan, I'm taking my gold, I'm taking my silver, I'm taking my handiwork, I'm taking my abilities, my talents. I'm taking that very high thing, chaya yechida, and I'm bringing it into mamish this world, into gold, silver, and copper. Now many people, you know, can build a house made out of gold, silver, and copper. You can buy a Bentley, which is made out of fancy handmade things. But it's disconnected from this high world. The Mishkan, the whole point of the Mishkan is that this is a bias of the lowest part of Gashmias, the mirrors that women use to put on their makeup. That's what it's made out of, all the way up, and it'll take you all the way up to the highest place. That's the whole chap. And with, I don't want to go on this tangent, but you can begin to understand what the... tangent of the Egel Hazav was, but this is the whole thing to descend upon till touch and feel, and to take my touch and feel and to elevate. So now you've created a line. So he says, "Vehine ha'adoin Hashem is kol ha'ilamais of ruchnius between the Shemayim v'aretz." Adam, Yashar, a person who's Yashar. Yashar is a good image because if your posture is straight, like it's like a spine, yeah? Like everything flows. Imagine that spine keep on going and going and going. Like that's what's going on. Yeah. Kashar, so the Adam, Yashar, Kashar, Kol Hagashmius, V'chol Haruchnius Yachad. This is what it means to be a tzaddik. Hashmi is bana arba yisoides, right? The arba yisoides is part of the world, right? The off the eish mayim, earth, wind, and fire. Visham sam loichoik haruchnius mikol haylamais, and from there the idea is, so again, like you know, you have a great cell phone, you have no klita. It's great, I have it. It's great, you know. Great, you know. You could do some things with it. But it doesn't have klita. Or you can use it properly and get really good klita, or even better klita, or better klita attached to the cloud. So important, every word here. We should, Adam stands between, is the interface between Ruchnius and Gashmius. What happens? When these snagid l'chibur, Gashmius, these snagid l'chibur aruchani, yoyser misnagdus ha'ishumayim. More than water can't tolerate fire, and fire can't tolerate water, the goof can't tolerate the neshama. Tremendous tension here. Tremendous tension. You know, any two materials, when you try to fuse them together, if they're two different materials, you have tension. You have chemical stress. You have to do something to stop the chemical stress. Usually they say brass. You know, like, can hold two things together. You can hook plastic and steel together with brass. There's certain things, higher, more expensive things that can tolerate corrosion. But whenever two things are coming together, you have trash. Aish and Mayim. This was the Barud in the Makas Mitzrayim, by the way. Combination of Aish and Mayim. Barud. What was that? Why was it a combination of Aish and Mayim? Because this is the two Dvarim HaMisnagdim Zu LaZu, two things which are completely opposites of each other working together. Aish and Mayim. Very hard. Some people have marriages like this. Aish and Mayim. It's actually a good thing if you can handle it, but it's a hard thing. Yoyser misnagdus eshumayim lazeh nischake Hashem baruch hu. So Hashem played it smart here. What did he do? Baraba adam, and he created in the person. Meaning, why don't we just connect to Hashem? Why do we need the nefesh ruach neshama? This is the question. Just connect to Hashem. What's the problem? Just be something that connects to Hashem. So the ubaraba adam machoin harishon shuha nefesh. Hashem had to create a nefesh she'ein bo ela chelek muat meharuchnius, that only has a little bit of ruchnius. In other words, the light is such that the nefesh doesn't have so much eish that it can't tolerate with the mayim. It's a little bit. You could throw a little bit of water into fire, nothing's going to happen. Put a little bit of fire in water, nothing's going to happen. But it can't be a lot. So the nefesh is a very small dosage of ruchnius. Behishra b'toichai, in the nefesh, hishra b'toichai b'china el yoyna mimenushu b'china saruach. There's a little bit of ruach. That's why you need these different stages. The nefesh can't go straight to this or. The nefesh needs the ruach. The ruach needs the neshama needs the neshama l'nishmasa. Yeah? You know, open up a machine. You'll see resistors and step-down transformers and all kinds of things. You can't just plug it in. Doesn't go. Blow up. Need to. Emes? Nimsas ha-nefesh, comes out that the nefesh, now being more particular, the adam bechlal is the mamutza. But the nefesh, mimatsas, or mamtsaas, ben hagu, mamtsaas, says here.
Mimutsa.
I'm reading my thing. Mamtsaas, ben haguf, uvein haruach.
Intermediary.
Yes.
Agent.
Yeah, intermediary. Interface. I like your word. Stick with it. Ki ein haruach oimed bageshem. Ruach cannot be contained in Gashmias. It's interesting. Ruach cannot be contained in Gashmias. B'loy emsoyis ha-nefesh. You can't blow up a balloon unless you have a balloon, yeah? doesn't just stay there in the air. You need a container. You need the nefesh. Same thing as on the next level. The neshama is a very strong light. So you have, let's take that, use ruach as air, but let's stick with the analogy of the mekubalim of light. A light has to be filtered. I presume that the sun has to be filtered in order for us to benefit from it. I presume there are many, many layers, ozone layers or whatever they are, that are filtering us from the sun.
Well, the ultraviolet would be destructive.
We'd die. Yeah, I mean, we would just completely vanish. So good. So here you have the sun, which is a very, very strong force, but it's not useful to us unless we have all of these different madregas bifnim. So there you have the nefesh, the ruach, the neshama, until you get to neshama l'nishmasa. V'chein neshama m'matzas ben haruach mamtzas ben haruach u'ben neshama l'neshama. So he says, let me tell you something. The nefesh is a standalone device. Did you know this? Of course you know, because you see people that are not connected at all. The nefesh, yubids, not Jews, they're standalone devices. A nefesh yichoyla amoid levadai, v'aruach neshama b'shleishu, neshama l'neshama b'arba, Oidam ruyoide das kodesh, those that know say, ki his atzmus hashleimim, that if you want to be a shalem, Bamsois lekach toiv probably means Torah, asher nasa lanu abayra. We have the instructions through Torah, or the experience of Torah, hu lalois midarga hatachtoina lamadrega shalamala mimeno al de hadarach. Nefesh, so the whole cup, and this is like an echo of the Nefesh HaChaim. Whole idea is to take these different worlds and connect them. What's the point of having a Nefesh which can distill the sun in a way that we can use it if it's not open to the sun? You can do it, but what's the point? What's the point of the sun if we're in a bias without Chaloinais? What's the point of the sun inside this building if we don't benefit from it? So open the window, open the skylight, and you can get a little bit more. And then you open that skylight and you get a little bit more. Comes out that we're completely connected through the Chaya Yechida, which is even outside of us, into a very high world. And possibly more important, if I'm able to say, you're connecting that very, very high light into this world, which is our purpose to begin with. Al derech nef madregas ruach v'ruach lemadregas neshama neshama lemadregas neshama leneshama v'zui tachlis sibas brias ha'adam. This is the whole reason why we're created. That's why. Tein lechacham v'yechkam. Very good. You have nekudas? You just know. It's yeshivish to say tein lechacham v'yechachem moed. It doesn't say that. It's a big difference. So we're a certain doctor on during the week for just a treatment. So the doctor told me that Rav Moshe Shapiro, all of a shalom, he wanted to make me feel good. Rav Moshe Shapiro also had this treatment on a regular basis. Nothing frightening. the story I want to tell you is that I'm going to end this with this. This is the Nakuda. If you're somebody with, if you see somebody that's great, even a big makubal and a big tzaddik, but they're just not a mensch. That means that something's wrong in the transmission. Look, I was saying in my 3-minute get ready for Shabbos video, Moshe Rabbeinu every single day built the Mishkan together. Moshe Rabbeinu put the whole thing together. Is it working? Is it working? And it didn't work. So he took it apart. Let's try it again. It was like when you buy something from IKEA, you know, take it apart, put it together, take it apart, put it together. Aaron Akoin went in. Break carbonos, maybe this will work. Nothing worked. 7 days. It was very frustrating. It was like the whole thing was like a hoax, Rashi says. The people were like, what do we do? Because you said you're going to build Asali Biktash Rishachanti Besaychem, and you didn't do it. Every detail was correct. Ad, says the Rashi, Shem the Chazal, and Aaron stood together contemplating why this device called the Mishkan is not working. Why is it not working? And Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron both said together, Zal Rashi, I get it. They took each other's hand and they walked in together. And when they took each other's hand, they worked together. Yarda Allah Vashchina, the Shechina came down. What's the Pshat? Chesed and the say, Chesed and Gevura have to come together in order for there to be the Tiferes. You can't have it. But in my simple mind, it's so much easier than that. That if these two people, which are so different. Moshe and Aaron were so different. Moshe was Din, Aaron was Oyev Shalom, Rajiv Shalom. If they can't come together as one for the higher purpose of the Mishkan's not going to work, because what happens is it's got to start from a high place and it's got to permeate to the lowest place. If it can't permeate between me and you, what do we do? So the moment that Moshe and Aaron joined hands and joined together and walked v'nichnas l'toich ha-mishkan, the lights went on. Because here we go. We it's come down to the most base place in this world. That's why I say that if we're doing everything, but we can't say hello, please, how are you, care about another person. So it's all really. And if I can't say I want to do a sponge for my mother, so I haven't come. It hasn't reached to nefesh. Yafeh, but it hasn't reached to nefesh. And if I'm just nefesh, and it doesn't reach, go up higher, so then I'm just a cut off, I'm just like a bug. Like, I'm just nefesh, I'm just a human animal that's can do exercise and build my muscles, but if I'm not connected to a higher place, so building your muscles is a big deal. So as much as you're going to build your muscles, so you know, lions are going to be stronger than you. It doesn't mean anything because that's not the human point. The point is that point is to connect. Maybe we'll just finish the Nefesh HaChaim on Sunday at 9 o'clock, and Yirtzeh Hashem will take it from there.
Yeah.